you, Professor Stillinger, and thank you, everyone, for being here with me today. Today, I will be talking about impact of long-term crop management in soil organic carbon using the Dacian model. So to begin with, winter wheat, summer fallow is a predominant cropping system in more than 2 million hectare areas in the, in the Pacific Northwest, and the long fallow period is managed with a frequent tillage aimed at soil moisture conservation as well as incorporating the crop residue and for weed control. Crop residue is also removed to minimize insect and pest or disease problem, and in recent years also for use as a bioethanol or mushroom cultivation or the bedding material. The repeated tillage and the fallowing and crop residue, however, are causing several problems such as depleting soil organic carbon, accelerating soil erosion, and degrading soil resources. As a recent study in the Pendleton long-term experiment, it reveals that with the conventional continuing the conventional winter wheat summer fallow, the system have caused a loss of up to 63% of the organic carbon in the 80 years of cultivation. So what can we do to increase the carbon in the soil? The management practices such as addition of organic amendment or the fertilizer and crop residue management or conservation tillage practices such as node tillage have been suggested to enhance the long-term productivity of these soils. And to understand if we change anything with the management practices, how it affects the soil organic carbon, it can be well understood for the short as well as long term using the models such as Dacian model, which can be efficient as well as a cost-effective tool. In our research, we use a Dacian model to simulate changes in organic carbon under different crop residue and nutrient management practices. For the Pendleton long-term experiment, as well as to forecast the changes in organic carbon after 7 decades, both under conventional and no-tillage practices. So the study site we did our research was Columbia Basin Agriculture Research Center near Pendleton, Oregon, which has a semi-arid temperature and an annual precipitation of 421 millimeter. Among the different treatments from the crop residue long-term experiment that was established in 1931, we selected 6 of them. So that includes fall burning of crop residue and no burning of the crop residue with 0 nitrogen, 45 kg nitrogen, 90 kg nitrogen, and addition of cattle manure and pea vines. So now briefly about the Dacian model. I will not go into the much detail, but this model is a daily time step version of the Century model, which have 5 sub-model, one for the plant production, the other is for soil water and temperature, the next is for the decomposition of dead plant material, also the decomposition of soil organic matter, and another sub-model for the trace gas emission. The input that Dacian requires to run the, some of the most important variables are input variables are weather, that are daily maximum minimum temperature as well as daily precipitation, its latitude, longitude, soil variables such as texture, bulk density and others, land use history, plant information such as crop type, rooting depth, harvest index and others, as well as the management information such as tillage, fertilizers and other. So now into the results. Here in this graph, I would like you to focus here. The vertical axis, it represents the soil organic carbon in gram per meter square, gram carbon per meter square, and the horizontal axis, it represents the years in which organic carbon was measured. And the black dots, they represent the observed carbon, and the lines, they represent the simulated carbon using Dacian, and the white lines represent the 95 confidence interval provided for the model run. So what our results saw was that Dacian well mimicked the trend in the change in the organic carbon, as well as the magnitude of the change in the carbon content for different treatments. our results so that the observed values were within 95% confidence interval for almost 91% of the observation. And to summarize briefly the results, it showed that different wheat fallow treatments were losing the carbon. There was a declining trend in the carbon, except for the MN here represents a manure added treatment. So the manure addition was actually, this treatment was actually gaining the carbon over time. And what we mean again, or a loss, is it's compared to the initial carbon level of 1931. And more into the results, and we also tested how well model performed compared to our observed values. If we see different statistics for model run, such as root mean square, normalized root mean square, and others, these values are very low. So actually the error was less than 10% of the observed mean, so it was, there was a good agreement between the observed and simulated values. And if you look at into the correlation, there was a pretty good correlation between the observed and the simulated value. It means the simulated value followed the same trend as the observed values. And also we did the t-test, and those results show that there was no significant bias between the model simulated and the observed values for five out of six treatment. So our model performance was very good. Now more into the prediction of the model, which we did up to 2018-80. So here again, the vertical bar represents the soil organic carbon in gram per carbon per meter square, and the horizontal axis represents the date or the year. And the black line, it indicates the simulation under conventional TDS practice, whereas the white line in the graph indicates the simulation under no-TDS management. And we simulated the no-TDS after 2011 only. So to summarize our model forecast, didn't show that the wheat fallow system under different treatment continue to lose the carbon under conventional practice, except for the manure added treatment, which in a period of 150 years, almost 150 years, is predicted to gain a nearly 500 gram carbon per meter square. But if you look into this graph, in graph number F, you can see that even the manure added treatment will reach the maximum level of the carbon as according to the model forecast by 2014, which will slightly decline by 2018 and will remain in a steady state thereafter. However, when we convert this system to no-TDS, after 2011, every treatment or all the treatments are gaining the carbon that minimize the carbon loss in this wheat fallow system anywhere from 17% to 47%, except for the pea vine and manure added treatment. Addition of the organic amendment actually leads the pea vine treatment also to gain more carbon, like around 200 gram carbon, and the manure added treatment gain nearly more than 2,000 gram carbon per meter square from 2011 to 2018. With that, I would like to summarize the results from my study. So this model output showed that there was a good agreement between the simulated and the observed carbon, and it suggests that soil organic carbon will continue to decline in all conventionally tilled wheat fallow system, but will be maintained with the addition of the manure. And no-TDS, it have a potential to reduce the soil organic carbon loss in a wheat fallow system. And addition of the organic amendment along with the no-TDS system have potential to enhance soil organic carbon sequestration as well as improve the sustainability of the dryland wheat fallow system. With that, I would like to acknowledge Stephen DelGrasso and Melissa Ray Fox from UST ARS for their tremendous support to run the model, as well as I continue to work with them and get more robust results. And I would like to thank you all for your time, and thank you for any questions. I'm sorry, I couldn't get the question right.
Pardon my ignorance about the data set model, but were these data used to construct the model?
No, I mean, it was built, like the Century model was tested based on the based on the data from this site, but they sent we used to like work on the model further.
So that was made from data from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Go ahead and take out the letter.
Yes, I mean.
Yeah, I was just wondering what are the plans, when are the farmers going to pick up that model too?
I'm sorry, could you please repeat that?
When are all farmers going to
whether they are going to or when are they going to? Yes, I mean, based on our study, we can like show the farmers that it might be a good, like it would be a good system for improving the organic carbon, but I'm not sure like when all the farmers are going to adapt that system. Yes, please. Yes, I do have the crop yield data, but I didn't present it here. Yes.
Was it a good fit or?
Yeah, it was a good fit. I don't know if I have some data, but it's just like an average. Average. So we are getting some good data, but haven't presented it.
Did you run your model on some of the lower precipitation regions at the CNW, like maybe 12 inch?
No, I mean, I run it for just the data that I obtained from the CBARC.
So. What do you think would happen in a lower precip area?
Regarding the carbon yield, the models would give a fairly good result, but I expect that the carbon will, if we follow the conventional practice, if that is your question, then I believe it will continue to decline. The
even
carbon.
With no-till?
Not with the no-till, with the conventional practice.
So your results support conversion to no-till.
Mm-hmm, yes.
What are some of the reasons why all farmers aren't converting?
Maybe I will not like say that these are the all, but some of the reasons might be associated with the cost, because changing the conventional practice into no-till, it will cost them for the equipment and with a weed and disease problem, that might be an increase as well. But I cannot say for sure like why not. But some of the reasons could be because of the weed and disease problem and the cost associated with that. Yes,
I was just wondering what was the depth of the soil you used for the
SOC? These are all from the 0 to 30 centimeters, the top 0 to 30 centimeters. Well, that's yeah. But as I saw that the 63% loss of carbon, so that result is published for the data from 0 to 60 centimeter soil depth. So a paper is recently published for that the whole profile.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.